This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Another big day in Trump land. We'll tell you about all the news that's fit to print moments from now. I do want to mention that this show is sponsored by my great friend Ron Corey. His new book is out, Tenacity, about his, really, instead of the American dream, I think you'd call it the Vegas dream. One of the most successful businessmen of Vegas, written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy, dangerous journey. He's a Vegas tough guy, a former Marine who fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story and the raw story. Nothing but the facts, called Tenacity, with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, city hall, and stage 4 cancer. My hero. Tenacity is such a wild story, Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. The story's so good, famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco, Reservoir Dogs, and Kill Bill's the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, an ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey as in C-O-U-R-Y. Or get the audiobook read by Michael Madsen. Visit us, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today. Corey, RonCoreyAuthor.com. That's C-O-U-R-Y. Very cool. Michael Madsen, I got a chance to meet him at the book launch party. I was chosen to be the MC by Ron. Thank you, Ron. And got a chance to meet Madsen, a very famous actor in very violent films. I said we'd grab a few calls. There's so much to talk about, so I'll grab a few calls. Let's take J.D. in Las Vegas on line one. J.D., you're on with Wayne Root.
Thanks, Wayne. In regard to you suggesting Cruz was taking El Chapo's money. This is something that the news media and your new buddy, Mitch McConnell, let go under the radar when Holder was suing every company in the country, like Wells Fargo, and actually blackmailing them, and Bank of America. And then he would take that money and grant it to left-wing communist organizations like Acorn, and it was very, very underreported. And he gave hundreds of millions of dollars to all kinds of left-leaning organizations and political organizations that were on the left on the Democratic side. I'd like to try two new nicknames out there, see what you think of them. I like to now nickname the president, Donald Trump, the boss.
And, well, listen, wait, hold on. You know I love the guy, okay, J.D., and yet I have to say something here. If he agrees, and I think he's going to say yes to the new counteroffer compromise from Democrats, Republicans, he looks like a weasel. He looks like a joke. He asked for 5.7. He should ask for 25. He's going to accept 1.3. That's what I hear the number is now. 1.3. I was thinking it was 1.5, 1.6, or 1.7. It was 1.3. That's the most pathetic counterproposal I've ever heard, and it's meant to belittle him and embarrass him. If he says yes, how is that a smart move and a good negotiation? How is he the boss?
Well, let me respond in a couple of ways if you have the time. Number one, it shows that the Democrats were trying to restrict the amount of beds that we could keep criminals in the country to 40,000. He's asking for 52,000. So it exposes that number. Number two, the Jim Jordans in the House, those Patriot Committee guys are saying that there's $900 million that's immediately available to him, and that there are other monies across the road that he could take from a different organizations, a combination of take this deal, take all the money that's laying around in different organizations, and declare a national emergency and let that go through to the Supreme Court and win that. Unfortunately, Wayne, you know, your listeners should know, that he can only he can only get so much from the Congress. The House of Representatives is controlled by that nutcase, Nancy Pelosi, and her ilk. And if they don't appropriate the money, just like they shut down the money for the Vietnam War and left our troops in limbo, that's it. If they cut off the money, that's it. So he's hamstrung by the Democratic Congress.
But
so
he's not. He doesn't need them, JD. He doesn't need them at all. I've seen 100 legal opinions declare a national emergency and grab the money. So if your answer is take this deal and declare a national emergency and grab the money, I got no problem with that. But if all he does is take this deal and take $1.3 billion, I'm laughing. It's a joke. That he's not a great negotiator.
That's it. Go for the deal. You can't shut it down again because it'll be too much flack. Go for the sign the deal. Take all the money that's laying around in other departments that he can, that they say he legally can, and there's no problem, and declare a national emergency. Strike one, two, three, and they're out.
Right. That I don't mind. If that's what he's going to do, if that's his plan,
I believe that's how it has to be. He's the boss, and you're cool hand root.
I like it. That's the name of one of my companies. You may not even know that. Cool Hand Root is one of my companies.
I didn't know that. Cool Hand Root. I've been telling Chris that for a couple of months. Obviously, he hasn't gotten it to you.
No, but, Cool Hand Root LLC is one of my companies for, I think, like 8 years, 9 years now. So, yes.
Think about referring him as the new boss. Forget about Bernstein or whatever that rock star's name is. He's no longer the boss. He's nothing.
Bruce Springsteen, Mr. Modern Day. you don't even know the name of the boss, Bruce Springsteen. It is Bruce Springsteen. He's a liberal, but he's still got good music. All right, JD, appreciate the call. So, again, I will repeat, if Trump takes this deal and doesn't declare a national emergency, he's not a great negotiator, he isn't the art of the deal, and he's let us all down, and Ann Coulter will go insane, and I believe all the conservative talk shows will go insane, and Wayne Root will go insane and say, are you out of your mind? But if Trump takes the deal and declares a national emergency, he says, I'll take the $1.3 billion, and then I'll go grab all the rest of the money, too. That's fine. I got no problem with that at all. No problem. All right. Let's take Robert in Las Vegas. Robert, you're on with Wayne Rudy.
Michael away by yourself? Then.
Robert? Are you there?
It's a big microwave.
Robert. All right. No problem. Robert was yakking with somebody else about a microwave. Robert's in a store buying microwaves while he's waiting on hold for me. We had him holding for 20 minutes, so I understand why you got to do other things. I get it. Robert, call back. So this is really funny. Senator Menendez, who, by the way, at one time was accused of all kinds of fraudulent actions, including going to the Dominican Republic and screwing young hookers, underage hookers, Senator Menendez blames Trump for criminalizing illegal alien drunk drivers. He blasted President Trump, and this is a Democrat, of course, from New Jersey, of course. You know, the state where they tax rain. They have a new rain tax. He blasted President Trump on Monday for criminalizing illegal aliens who drive under the influence of drugs or alcohol. He appeared on CNN Monday night and told Wolf Blitzer, Trump and ICE are to blame for detaining more illegal aliens than Congress has budgeted for. The reason that they, ICE, are already 8,000 beds over their budget amount, so they're violating the budgets because the president's zero-tolerance policy that has turned everyone, regardless of their record, into a criminal. For example, if you cross the border undocumented, he has now made you a criminal. If a person has a driving under the influence violation, he is now making that saying that's criminal. He argued under the Obama administration that ICE only detained and deported violent criminals because, of course, drunk drivers never kill people, right? Ask the mothers against drunk drivers about that. Senator Menendez then pivoted to the typical Democratic lies and talking points that Trump is ripping children away from their parents, a policy that Obama supported in much larger numbers. Because he tears children away from their mothers and puts them all in detention facilities, he has an overdemand as a result of his policy, so it's his policy that's driving this. Allegations that Bob Menendez, speaking of young children pulled from their mothers, paid for underage prostitutes during his trips to the Dominican Republic plagued him for years. Prosecutors declined to bring charges related to the prostitution claims, although the bribery case was pursued against him and ultimately ended in a mistrial. FBI agents raided the offices of an eye doctor suspected of providing free trips and even underage Dominican Republic prostitutes to U.S. Senator Bob Menendez. Prosecutors said the FBI was presented with specific corroborating allegations. Menendez was paying for underage girls, yet he still got away with it. These guys are such creeps, it's amazing. And he's lecturing Trump and ICE officials about how to deal with children. Wow. That's a new one. All right, so I said I'd talk about this gal found dead in Spain. It's just amazing. The latest person to face the tragic end of so many Clinton suicides is Sabrina Bittencourt, an activist who exposed Bill Clinton's faith healer, Jao Teixeira de Faria, John of God, as a child rapist and running a sex slave farm. Bittencourt was found dead over the weekends just days after making the claims. Largely, the media is still silent over Bittencourt's alleged suicide in her own home. Sabrina Bittencourt, 38, died at her home in Barcelona days after accusing John of God, real name Jao Teixeira de Faria, of running a sex slave farm. She claimed young girls were held captive in a farming operation which exported babies on the black market. The women would be murdered after 10 years of having babies in the alleged scheme run by the 77-year-old celebrity faith healer who was arrested last year after hundreds of women accused him of abuse. Ms. Bittencourt left Brazil and was forced to live under protection after receiving death threats. Her oldest son, Gabriel, confirmed her death, writing on Facebook, "She took the last steps that we could live. They killed my mother." Ms. Bittencourt had received reports of children being sold for between 15,000 and 40,000 euros in Europe, Australia, and the United States. I don't know. I just don't know how everybody involved with Clintons in any way winds up dead and it's always suicide. Before her death, she was quoted as saying, "Hundreds of girls were enslaved over the years, lived on farms, and Goya served as wombs to get pregnant for their babies to be sold. These girls were murdered after 10 years of giving birth. We've got a number of their testimonies." And this guy was arrested. Hundreds of women have accused him of abuse. All right. Friend of the Clintons, and an enemy of the Clintons winds up dead, as usual. Wayne Allyn, worn out. And the day goes on.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allyn Root.
You know, Cory Booker, they're all just such morons, but keep talking. It's great. It's great. Between Kamala Harris and Cory Booker, it's like Obama seems actually normal. It's the same way I said that it's good that Democrats have control of Congress because we're listening to them, and Trump, by comparison to the average voter, starts to look appetizing. It's the same thing. Cory Booker makes Obama look appetizing. Kamala Harris makes Obama look appetizing. Listen, say what you want about Obama. I think he's a commie. I hated his guts. I think he hated America. I think he destroyed the American economy. He didn't spend his entire life having sex in order to get to the presidency, right? That's what Kamala Harris did. She had sex and drugs with Willie Brown. You don't think she did drugs with Willie Brown? My buddy is a law enforcement, top law enforcement guy in Southern California. He says everyone in law enforcement knew Willie Brown was big on cocaine. Everyone knew that the mayor of San Francisco, Willie Brown, was a big cocaine guy. So if Kamala Harris was having an affair with Willie Brown, get her on record. Ask her, did you snort cocaine while you were having sex with Willie Brown? Because you're bragging about smoking weed while listening to rap. Did you also have cocaine up your nose? Not only bragging about smoking weed, but bragging she did it to Snoop Dogg and Tupac, and it was a lie. Neither one of them was around. And then you got Cory Booker. This is even better. I thought it was bad that Democrats were, you know, hating on the Jews. wanting babies aborted after birth, hanging out in KKK hoods and blackface. But as soon as Democrats start saying you can't eat meat, there's going to be nobody left to vote for the Democratic Party. Because the truth is 99% of Americans eat meat and love eating meat. And the other 1% are freaking liars. Everybody likes meat. If you're counting on the vegetarian vote to win the election, there's like 12 skinny, pale losers out there who look like they have sand kicked in their face on a daily basis. You ever see what people look like who don't eat meat? And I'm a health freak, man. I'm a guy who spent his whole life reading everything there is to read about health, food, organic diet, vitamins, exercise. I got no respect for vegetarians. They look like they could be, I could go and push them over. They're weak. They're pale. They're skinny. Beyond belief. They look like nerds. And there aren't a lot of them. You can't win elections with only skinny nerds who don't eat meat. Cory Booker said the planet today, he said the planet can't sustain people eating meat. He hopes to become the first vegan president. He told the vegan magazine Veggie News he became vegan after coming to the realization that eating eggs didn't align with my spirit. Folks, you can choose a mad woman, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, as your hero. You could choose a guy who thinks eating eggs doesn't align with his spirit, but it was okay to completely lambaste and slander a guy, Brett Kavanaugh, for something he never did in front of the nation with no proof, no evidence. You could vote for Kamala Harris, whose qualification for president, she spread her legs, smoked pot, and probably snorted cocaine with Willie Brown while he was married. You could vote for Elizabeth Warren, who thinks she's a freaking Indian. Oh, my God, the list is so long and so fun. You guys make talk radio entertaining. Thank God for Cory Booker not eating meat. Thank God for Kamala Harris spreading her legs. Thank God for Elizabeth Warren doing Indian dances. Thank God for Ocasio-Cortez wanting to ban cow farts. Listen, if people want to ban cow farts, they're going to kill cows. If they kill cows, there is no meat, there is no milk, there is no cheese, there is no pizza. Do you understand? These people are the anti-fun police. You put them in charge, they're going to shoot you in the head with a firing squad for eating a pizza. This is what you're dealing with. Sick, sicko fans and psychopaths. They were born to be Nazi, regulators in the streets looking to see if people are Jewish or not. This is the kind of people that are running for president. Oh, man, if you eat meat, you're against the environment. You want everyone to die. It's just bizarre. Bizarro. Tangible Investments, the sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way. If you've ever bought gold or silver, they want you as a client because then they know you understand. You're smart. And you understand it's wealth insurance. So if you've got a receipt proving you ever bought it, you're a qualified client. They're going to give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle. Retail value, $199. Tangible just wants to prove after you do business with Tangible, you're going to never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out. If you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free, call Tangible at 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions with a B, billions. They could show you how to protect your assets. Call them now, 800-780-9000. Tell them Wainwright sent you.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. 4203.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is less than pleased about a tentative deal to avert another partial government shutdown.
Am I happy at first glance? I just got to see it. The answer is no, I'm not. I'm not happy. But am I happy with where we're going? I'm thrilled.
President Trump speaking there at a cabinet meeting at the White House, the president also had a message for Democrats.
It's all going to happen where we're going to build a beautiful, big, strong wall that's not going to let criminals and traffickers and drug dealers and drugs into our country.
Drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was found guilty on all 10 counts. He's expected to be sentenced to life in prison with no chance of parole. Guzman was the leader of Mexico's Sinaloa drug cartel. And a winter storm is forcing the cancellation of thousands of flights from Chicago to New York. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the product.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. War Now. Great experience, by the way, with R.C. Willie. I'm going to say some nice things about them over the next few weeks. I was off shopping, buying some new furniture, kind of building a new office and a new TV and radio studio. I found a great desk at Artsy Willie, and it turns out the owners and all the management are big fans of the Wayne Allen Root Show and made sure I got the perfect desk that I wanted, get it to me at the perfect time, even though it wasn't available. They said that you can't have it for 2 months. Then they found out Wayne Root was the one buying, and they were like, we'll give it to you now. We love Wayne Root. So thank you, Artsy Willie. You're very nice to me. Good people. If you need good furniture, go to R.C. Willie. They are not sponsors of my show. I'm not being paid to say that. I didn't get the furniture free. I paid for the furniture just like everybody else. But they just treated me like $1 million, nice people, and made sure I got exactly what I wanted when I wanted it, when it wasn't available, because they're huge fans of the show. So that's really nice of them. R.C. Willie, good people. And now that I know they're fans of the show, I will shop more at R.C. Willie. Good people. I was talking about Cory Booker before we left. I know we've got our guest. We got him on the line, James Herzen. Oh, good. Okay, I didn't know he was ready. Okay, he didn't say anything. So I'll get to James in 1 sec. Let me mention the sponsor of the show real quick, Liberty HealthShare. Again, everybody needs health insurance. Everyone in the whole world needs peace of mind. They are an alternative to health insurance. They're a Christian health sharing company, and I can't recommend things without using them myself. So I joined them and put my kids' lives and health care in their hands 3 years ago. And it's worked out great. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My kids are members. My third year, I've saved $54,000 over 3 years, plus was reimbursed $2,000 out of a $2,500 dental bill, plus two doctor visits in 2019, both doctors, actually three doctor visits in 2019 in December for me, and all three doctors took Liberty HealthShare and no fee for either one. No copay, nothing. I saw three doctors and didn't pay. Is that the most incredible revelation you've ever heard? It starts at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's my cost. I'm loving it. Call them toll-free, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, lightyourliberty.com. As you might expect, they do fantastic with the Wayne Root Show, because where do you get a better endorsement than the host who joins it with his kids and has nothing but great things to say and saw three doctors, and all three said, you can walk out without paying. You got to be kidding me. And it wasn't because they knew I was Wayne Root. They didn't even know. They had no idea. And it wasn't Liberty HealthShare saying, take care of Wayne Root. None of that. They just checked. Yeah, we take Liberty HealthShare. I was shocked. And then they checked. Hey, it's a wellness visit. You don't pay. You're allowed 3 year. I got it. Boom. I'm astounded. 855-58-LIBERTY. What a deal. Give a call. LightYourLiberty.com. Okay. We've got James Herzen here. And James is a great guy. He is our... expert in the entertainment industry and Hollywood gossip and all the things going on in the celebrity world. He's a New York Times bestselling author. His website's jamesherzen.com, H-I-R-S-E-N. And we got him with us. Hey, James, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you, Wayne, Wayne, Wayne?
I'm doing great. I was rambling on about Cory Booker to end the last segment, how he gave an interview that came out today in Veggie News or Veggie Magazine for vegetarians, and he's saying that meat cannot be sustained and meat eaters can't be sustained. The more Democrats talk, the more they're turning off and angering the electorate. Can you imagine people being told, turn off your barbecue, you could never eat hot dogs, hamburgers, or ribs ever again? I mean, these people are out of their minds. They're turning off everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and that's all part of the Green New Deal that wants to end flatulence of cows and steers, and so we can't drink milk, we can't eat meat. But you know what's amazing about this? These are the same people who want to search for collusion with Russia at the same time as they want to assert Soviet style central planning in the United States. These are the people that pointed their finger at Brett Kavanaugh and said he was, quote, out of the mainstream. He was too extreme. And it's, then they want to promote the idea of killing a baby or the be able to kill a baby after the child is born. Who's out of the mainstream? I mean, they're so far out of the mainstream, they've fallen off the cliff.
Yeah, I mean, so, after a baby's born is insane. But how about the moment of birth, too? I mean, it's alive. It's coming out of the mother's womb, and they want to, what, hit it in the head with a hammer and murder a baby? I just don't get it. And I mentioned this to a friend the other day, James. I mentioned this to a buddy. I said, you know, it's amazing to me. If you get in an accident, you're pregnant. A woman is pregnant. She gets in an accident. They consider it double murder. Doesn't that prove that abortion in a late stage is murder? And they said, no, well, that's why they got rid of it in California. It doesn't exist anymore, they tell me.
Yeah, and New York. New York got rid of it, too. That's part of this new legislative sweep across the country. And, of course, the agenda of the new left Democrat socialist. It's absolutely... It sounds like jokes, but we have to take it seriously because this stuff is very dangerous for our country, and we have to educate young people who are actually buying into this stuff. So, you know, and abolishing air travel, abolishing the internal combustion engine.
What about cow farts?
Yeah, and the cow farts. Well, that's part of the not eating meat.
Right.
If they have no more flatulence from steers and cows. And it's all insane. It's not based on any kind of science. And it's based upon a death wish for America to be plunged into dark ages and to be plunged into totalitarianism, which apparently these people subscribe to.
Well, that's why, James, there was an article I talked about earlier in the show today. Unions are admitting that their workers are hysterically upset and angry over Ocasio-Cortez's new proposal because she's going to destroy all their jobs. They can't put food on the table. They'll all starve to death. Now, isn't that ironic? Because she's the one in her proposal that said every job must be a union job. And the union workers are starting to realize they're all going to be killed, excommunicated. I mean, killed like murdered. But I mean, like murdered as in your work life. Your career will be murdered because if there's no cars and no car engines and no gas, there's just no coal, there's just no jobs anymore.
Exactly. Exactly. And when you have central planning, according to Ocasio-Cortez, that what she seeks in her proposals, not only you don't have jobs, you also don't have the ability to buy products because products don't come from central planning. In countries that have central planning that are socialistic countries, there's not a choice of groceries. There's a line for groceries. And instead of multiple kinds of products, there's only one, and it's bad. And that's the way it is in every full-blown socialist system because they don't work, as Margaret Thatcher said. They work for a short window until they run out of other people's money, and then they collapse like Venezuela is collapsing.
But they don't understand what people like and why people work and what you wake up and want to do. I mean, I work to go out and eat what I want to eat at a great restaurant each night. You know, I eat out 7 nights a week, and I love that. I like eating at the nicest restaurants as well as In-N-Out Burger, you know, all of them. I love In-N-Out Burger, you know, maybe once a quarter. I love going there. And same thing with nice restaurants, like Texas Day Brazil is a fine Brazilian steakhouse that is in jammed every day in Las Vegas. I think they've got like 50 all over the United States, but number one in America is the Vegas Texas Day Brazil. You know, this is a place that does like $20 million a year out of one location in Vegas. And number two in America is Orlando for them. And so they've got these two giant steakhouses in Orlando and Vegas that probably between the two of them do $40 million a year. And if you go to Vegas 7 nights a week, it's jammed and you can't get in unless your name's Wayne Root. I can get in anytime. But anybody else,
you
have to make reservations like 2 months in advance to fight your way in this place. The lines, it's just the parties. Everyone has their wedding there. Everybody has their graduation there. Everybody has everything they do in these huge events and buses pull up in Vegas and 100 people get out to eat at Texas Day Brazil. It's a mob scene 24 hours a day. I'm assuming a lot of these people are liberals. They're not all conservatives. If you try and take their meat away from them, they're never going to vote for you. You can't convince people to never eat meat again. People love meat. It's their joy in life to eat a great steak. So they just don't understand anything natural about life.
No, they don't. And here's the problem. If they decide to give up meat, That's okay.
That's fine.
Right.
That's fine. Right.
But they want to force their views on everyone. They want to force their choices on everyone. They want to take away freedom and liberty. And you're right. I think it is going to make it easier. It's going to grease the skids for Donald Trump to be reelected. The more these people talk, the more people see the, you know, the economic extremism, the anti-Semitism, the, you know, the anti-free enterprise, and really it comes down to anti-liberty, and it's in the most extreme form that we've ever seen. Isn't it amazing to see that some of these freshman congresswomen are in a party that were screaming and yelling about Charlottesville, who were calling members of the administration Nazis, and now they have people who talk like real Nazis who are holding very high office. They're representatives in the House of Representatives from states in this country and using social media to spout the most extreme anti-Semitism and support for people like Louis Farrakhan. Who would have ever thought the Democrat Party would have members like that?
All right, lots more to talk about with one of our favorite people in the world, James Hurston. Great guy. I'm still looking forward to him coming to Vegas because I feel like I know you so well. We're good buddies, but I've never actually met you. We're just voices over the phone on the radio. So I want to see James in Las Vegas. Come on, man. I'll take you to Texas, to Brazil, and we will eat meat because they bring 20 kinds of meat to your table, James. 20 kinds of meat. You probably don't even know the place, right? Because they're everywhere in America except California. Except California. I'll bet I know why. Who'd be crazy enough to open a business in California? They're open in every state except California. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio, back with James Hurston. Website, jameshurston.com.
Hello, Ted from Russell Stover here. Listen, guys, we are great at a lot of things. Memorizing football stats, brewing craft beer, mounting TVs. But remembering Valentine's Day? Not so much. Luckily, I'm here to remind you to get your Valentine chocolates from Russell Stover. Just swing by the store, grab a heart-shaped box, and give it to someone special. Easy enough? Good. Because that's all you gotta do. Just, don't forget. Russell Stover. Make happy.
Hey everyone, Carrie here. For years, you've heard my husband, Ken.
Hello, Radioland.
Explain how Income Store is the place for your next revenue stream. Not to date ourselves, but Ken and I have been helping individuals and businesses grow their revenue since before the internet was even a thing. We've heard countless stories as to why people look to increase their revenue.
Some stories make us laugh, some make us cry.
These stories, combined with our own, have motivated Ken and I to dedicate our lives to help people, as Ken says, who need a revenue shot in the backside.
Whether you want to just learn how or simply put, you need to generate revenue today. Our mission is to serve both.
Our worldwide staff of over 150 help to create amazing resources, our most famous being the iTunes podcast.
Today's growth. You got to check out episode 383. It's truly amazing.
And both Inc. and Forbes have shared that when it comes to generating revenue, Income Store is a can't miss. To grow your revenue today, check out IncomeStore.com.
That's IncomeStore.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices
go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
War now!
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. We'll be back with James Hurston in just one second with all the latest Hollywood news, entertainment news, etc., etc. I want to mention Cinegenics, the sponsor of this segment's show. I'll be brief. I'll just say that I went to see them, and they found all kinds of things wrong with me, and then they reversed them all. Thank you, Cinegenics. I'm living proof that 99% of all males over the age of 50 are in big trouble but don't know it, and 99% of male CEOs over the age of 50 are in big trouble but don't know it because of our stressful careers. And I did everything right, but I was just a high-stress guy. You know, anybody who thinks, oh, it's not me. Well, okay, it's not you. Okay. 90% of all guys, 99% of all guys have lived much more unhealthy lives than me and eaten unhealthier food than me. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I do eat meat, but I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I don't drink coffee. I don't drink soda. And I don't eat any gluten, no pasta, no grains, no rice, nothing. So, I mean, I eat a real high-protein diet. And it has me looking fantastic, but there were other problems. I was pre-diabetic, I was insulin resistant, I was high cholesterol, and they got a hold of me, and they made it all okay. So thank you, Cinegenics. Go see them. They can make you great again like they made Wayne Root great again. 888-YOUNGER, toll-free in the United States, 888-YOUNGER, opposite of older. If you want to be older, don't call. If you want to be fatter, don't call. If you want to be uglier, don't call. But if you want to look good, 888-YOUNGER, or go to Cinegenics.com, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N. ICS, Cinegenics.com. Okay. All right. We are back with the great James Hurston, website jameshurston.com. Hey, James.
Hey.
So the awards show ratings hit record lows. Is that the Grammys that Michelle made her wonderful appearance on, Michelle Obama?
The Grammys actually had a slight increase this year, and the trades in Hollywood are sort of saying that these awards organizations are breathing a sigh of relief because the losses in 2019 for some of the other shows, like the Golden Globes and the SAG Awards, even though they fell to multi-year lows, they fell less. They fell a lower percentage. And But the fact is, the awards organizations are desperately trying to remove politics from these award shows. They're instructing, and I have it on good authority that, you know, in the lead up to the Oscars, which is coming at the end of the month, that they're trying to convince the, it's going to be a no-host Oscar, but it'll be people sharing the hosting duties who will be introducing people. Those people and the people who will receive awards, they're trying to keep the politics out of it because they know where their bread is buttered. They know the kind of product that pays the bills in Hollywood, and it's not their vanity movies. It's the animated movies. It's the superhero movies. It's the family-friendly stories that pay the bills. And so if they have an entertainment-oriented show, it's going to be better for Hollywood. But the problem is that these people can't be controlled. And some of them have just showed up and started spouting off to get peer recognition. So that's the problem. And so
I'm surprised to hear you say the Grammys. I'm just surprised to hear you say the Grammys had good ratings because I saw the exact opposite.
No, we weren't good. Yeah, they weren't.
It says Grammys fall to new ratings demo low, while the viewership is steady with 2018. That's the update that I see from Variety.
So in the young demographic, it fell, but in the overall ratings, it actually went up a touch. It was less than a point that it went up. But what they're saying in the Hollywood Reporter that the ratings have leveled off or maybe bottomed out, which is kind of wishful thinking. If they're able to put on a show that deals with entertainment and that appeals to people, their ratings will you know, basically stop the free fall. But if they continue to do this crazy stuff they've been doing, like Christian Bale, who, when he won the Golden Globe, started pandering for Vice, which is a hit piece on Dick Cheney, because he wants to win an Oscar, and he was pandering to the Oscar voters, then he said that he dedicated it to Satan and to who inspired him to the role. And he said that Dick Cheney was someone that had zero charisma, so why not do Mitch McConnell in the future? Trying to get big applause line. But when he did an interview with Fox News, the same actor basically praised Dick Cheney. But the reason for that is that he thinks that the voters and the Oscars maybe weren't paying attention to Fox News. So he's trying to pander to that. Some of these people are doing that when you bring up politics. But that's why the ratings are going to continue to fall on these award shows.
All right. And by the way, the Hollywood celebrities were raging over Trump's El Paso speech. Meanwhile, Beto O'Rourke was protected by a border fence, right? I mean, why doesn't he do it on the other side? Beto O'Rourke should go do it on the other side of the wall / fence / barrier. Let's see how long he'd survive on the other side. Thank God for America.
Never.
Thank God for ICE agents, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, he's a hypocrite.
They're all hypocrites, but you're not. James Hurston's one of the good guys with the white hats. Appreciate you having on. Thanks for coming on, James.
Thanks for having me.
And get to Vegas soon. I want to say hi to you in person. Well, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. Thanks, James. One of the good guys, man. What a great guy. Love having him on every Tuesday afternoon. All my listeners like him, too. We're coming right up with Newsmax TV, so watch us on national TV right now. 3, 2, 1, go.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare?
Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Ooh.